Welcome back to Above and Beyond with Laura Smith. Great to be with you today, taking you above and beyond with the wonderful Carmen Hara. You can reach her at carmenhara.com. H-A-R-R-A. Carmen is writing a new book, which would be book number what, Carmen?
Number five.
Number five. My goodness, about the 11 eternal principles?
Yes.
Wonderful. Sounds, after all that we talked about today, about the number 11, how exciting is that? Plus, Carmen has, above and beyond all this that she does with the readings that she does and the writing and the teaching and the healing, and she's also a licensed counselor to boot, and she designs the most exquisite jewelry. I am telling you. You have to check it out. It's on her website, and you're going to be on Home Shopping Network a lot this summer.
Yeah, I used to be on QVC. Now I moved to Home Shopping because my buyer moved to Home Shopping, so I'll be on HSN this summer with a new jewelry line. You're going to see beautiful pieces that they all have a powerful symbol behind.
Uh-huh.
And it's all about, you know, from ancient time we've created jewelry because they're supposed to change your state of mind. They have like a psychological effect. If you wear the Jerusalem cross, then you know that it's protecting you. If you wear the arm, then you break through the negativity, you know, and you, if you do that mantra every day, it empowers the field of energy that you're in, and it changes your life around.
Mm-hmm. Well, I love it, and I have seen some of it, and it really is beautiful, beautiful stuff. So if you definitely, no matter what happens, continue following Carmen's website, carmenhara.com, and that way you will be able to see everything that she's doing when her book comes out and when she's on HSN. You can see her in person. She is so beautiful, and it would be great fun. I've got to definitely make sure I see that too, Carmen. I'm going to watch you. But in the meantime, we have people wanting to connect, and they've been so very patient. So we're going to go to the phones, and we're going to go to one of my favorite cities of all time, Chicago. Phil, good morning, darling. How are you?
Hi, good morning, Laura. Good morning, Carmen.
Oh, hi, my dear. How are you?
Good. I'm so, Laura, I was sorry to hear about the show, but I'm sure there are great things coming, I'm sure.
Thank you, Phil, so much, from your lips to God's ears, and I thank you for saying that so much. All right, my friend, how can we help you today?
I just wanted to get a grasp on what's going on with my life this year. I wonder if you can give me any type of insight.
Okay, well, this is the year of new beginning for a lot of people because it's the year one, 2 and 8 equals 1. So whatever you plan this year, always remember, will have longevity. So that's very sick. So analyze your action this year because if you will be successful or unsuccessful for the next 9 years, it all depends on this year. So whatever seed you plant, it will resonate for a long time. So I suggest that if you want to start a business, if you want to move, if you want to make a major life changes, even a geographical move, whatever you decide this year will be very significant for the years to come. So if, like in Laura's case, a show comes to an end, it doesn't mean an end. It means a new beginning, taking something to another level. So if you become aware of how powerful this year is, then it will, and you take control of this year, then in the next 3, 4, 5 years, you will celebrate this decision this year. Do you want to open or change your business?
Actually, I'm thinking of a career change.
Yeah, that's exactly the first thing that came to my mind when you were asking me was that there is a change in your career, and I'm pointing towards the fact that this will be a very significant one and a long-lasting one. I do have a feeling that most likely between March to June is when you will decide, even have that kind of a vision of you signing some papers, and someone with the name Johns, you know, cyclically names comes to your mind. That names comes to me and a B initial like Bob. These are the two people that might support you through the business. They can be someone new because I have a physical description of this man that I'm talking about who seems to be tall, kind of in his late 30s, 40s. And it feels like it's either a new company or you change the name of a corporation. It's such a necessary change, believe it or not. So go ahead and do it. You will benefit for the years to come.
Fantastic. Thank you very much.
Phil, all the very best to you.
You will succeed in a big way. I'm really proud of you.
Oh, thank you. Thank you for the kind words. I really appreciate it.
Well, lots of love to you.
God bless you.
Hope to find you out in the let's find each other out in the airwaves in the future. Thanks so much, Phil, and all the best to you.
Definitely. Thank you, Laura.
Hey,
bye-bye, Carmen.
Phil.
Thank you. Jeannie in Texas. Hi, Jeannie.
I really appreciate you taking my call. I'm very sad to hear about the situation because I listen to you every day.
Oh, thank you.
So I'm looking forward to seeing what you'll be doing next.
Thank you so much, Jeannie. Thank you.
And
well,
Carmen,
Jeannie, she will do better than ever because this is just the end of something and the beginning of something else, which is bigger. You know, when things come in our life to an end, it's very hard to accept that things are ending. We want things to stay the same, but there's always a bigger reason.
Mm-hmm.
So I really believe that Laura is going to do better than ever because she has created a phenomenal show helping so many people like you listening every single day. So this show will only have more listeners in the time to come, and this show is not going to die.
That's wonderful. That's what I feel, too.
See? We're feeling the same way.
Thank you so much. Thank you, Jeannie. What's your question, my darling?
I'm just sort of at a limbo in my life, and I'm just wondering if this year if there's anything out on the horizon for me.
In your case, I do feel that there's some things that they also have to come to an end, and it's going to happen in the next 2 months. Some of the stuff that you tend to hold on that you don't suppose, does it make sense? You're not supposed to hold on anymore?
Yes, yes.
Agree with me? But it's very hard to let go sometimes, but there are things in your case that you have to let go, and apparently in the next 2 months. Then there's a fresh new start in your case too, most likely as we're moving in the month of April. Do you have a son?
A son, no.
A son. I do have a feeling of a younger man, so someone young that has something to do with a decision. That's all that comes to me, and an initial D. If it doesn't resonate, or it's just a piece of a puzzle, you know, you'll be able to identify what it is in the next 3 months. And the name Mary comes to me. Is anybody with this name?
I'm sorry, I couldn't hear you.
Mary.
Anybody? Mary? Maria?
I don't know.
Okay. That name also comes to me. So keep this, the name Mary, and keep the initial. There are two people that seem to have something to do with the change in itself. Do you have a specific question for me, like more specific?
I'm just barely hearing you. I'm going to have to call back. I'm so sorry.
Oh, that's okay, Dara. She just wanted to know if you had a more specific question, Jeannie.
Well, I just, with work, I'm really wondering if my work is going to change.
Well, that's exactly what I'm talking about. As of April.
Okay. As of April,
so the change will start as of April, and the two people involved in your change, there is that you don't know them yet. So there is a woman with a name like Mary or Maria or Michelle, an M name, and there is
okay.
a younger man that feels like younger than you. These are the two people that have something to do with a big change. It's a big change.
Great.
It's a big. It's not an ordinary change. It's exactly like you start from the scratch. So it's a huge change. It's going to happen from April on. April 11 actually comes to my mind. So I, if you want, feel free to give me a call April 11. You know, it's my treat to you. It's like a free call. Call me and let me know that we've been talking online and where you stand 3 months later from now.
Okay. That's wonderful. I will do that.
Please do. I'll be waiting for your call.
Don't forget, Jeannie. Lots of love. You're going to enjoy it. Trust me. Talking to Carmen is just absolutely life-changing. Thank you so much, dear.
I love you.
Love you, Jeannie. Thanks a lot. Okay, let's go to Janice in Massachusetts. Good morning, Janice.
Hi, good morning.
Hi, Janice. How are you?
Good, thank you. I was just wondering what is going to be going on with me.
Can you be more specific, my darling?
Business and housewise.
Business and house?
Yep.
Okay, business and house, Carmen.
Okay. Do you mind telling me the day and the month of your birth, not the year? I want to see which year you're in.
February 25th.
February 25th, okay. It's interesting. In your case, there is not only the beginning of a cycle that is for everybody, but it's your own beginning. So It's even it like it reinforced the power of the decision. And this is the year when you need to make a lot of it. Like last year, you had a feeling that things were coming to an end, too.
Yes.
But not right away. Right after the first week in March, there is either a new business or a new job. So pay attention to that. I have a feeling of a person with a V name, like Victoria, Vincent, a V name, very significant for you as of March, after the first week in March. I do have a feeling that in your private life, a lot of things need to be changed, too. Do you agree?
I guess, yeah.
Okay. Do you have, you're also very psychic. Do you feel that?
Sometimes.
Yeah. Listen to your instinct. Listen to your instinct. Do you have two children?
I have three.
You have three. Okay. Are they two and one?
Yes.
Okay. There's some changes that has to do either with one of your kids in school.
Yes.
Some changes with one child that is in school. There also a move. Do you plan to change a residence?
We're hoping to.
Yeah, there is a change, but it's not right away. Pay attention to the summer. There is a new home, but it's a new area. That's why the change of a school will happen. So you guys are going to move in a different area. There is a new home, better than the one you had. The change of a residence is necessary, and so is the change in school for one of your kids.
Well, my kids are in college. Two of them in college.
Oh, okay. So is one of them also going to college or changing something in high school?
No, I don't have any in high school, just two in college.
Two in college. That it means one of them changes something in college. It can be even a transfer to another college.
Oh, okay. I don't know yet.
Yeah, you might not know. It's only in the summertime. But do you agree with me to the change of a residence?
Yes.
That's a good one. That's going to be very good one. And probably because of that, there can be a change for one of the two kids in terms of the college. I don't know why I feel this way. Also something else I want to ask you. In the spirit world you have, it's so interesting, I feel the energy of a man who died young.
Yeah.
Do you know who I'm talking about?
I think, I'm not positive, but a guy that died young, I think so. I think it was my brother-in-law.
Yeah, he's coming through. He's looking at me, and he was a very, I should say, very handsome man. He still has that great appearance, you know.
Mm-hmm.
I have a very clear image of him. I mean, he just tells you that he's fine where he is, and he's watching, and he confirms some of the things that I'm telling. Is the other side is so powerful sometimes. They know better than we do. So he just says hello to you.
Mm-hmm.
I think he's calling on the phone, too. Anyway.
Sometimes it's like that. They kind of tap into the...
I'm just mostly worried about my work.
You're worried about your work, you said, Janice?
Yeah, I'm changing into a different... I just got out of school. I'm changing into a different area.
That's a good change, too.
Okay.
That's a good change, too. You will work with a woman with the name Kathleen or Kathy. Kathleen, there's a new person you'll work with.
Okay.
So nothing to worry about, right, Karen?
Not to worry about. All these changes are for good, unnecessary, and they are positive, and they will be, happening in the frame of the next half a year.
Okay. All right, thank you.
All right, Janice.
I love you, my dear.
Okay, thanks. Bye-bye.
Lots of love. We are going to take more of your phone calls when we come back from the break. We are at 866-LIME-114, 866-546-3114. Today, Carmen Hara is in the house. So we're not really in the house. She's in her house in Florida. But it's wonderful to have you along. Thank you so much. CarmenHara.com is her website if you want to get in touch with her. and have your own private consultation on the phone. Always a wonderful investment of time and money as far as I'm concerned. And that would be CarmenHara.com. Hara is H-A-R-R-A. Find out all that she's doing. See all the books that she's written. Her jewelry line, it's all there. Yes, I'm going to need a good website too, I think, Carmen. Isn't that the best thing ever nowadays? Everybody has to have a website.
Oh, absolutely, absolutely.
Yeah, so because actually,
this
I do
is
have
the world
a.
We are living in.
Yeah, I do have a website. It's very what do you call beta, but if you want to track over the next couple of months where I am and where the show might be, I do have a personal website. It's lauragenesmith.com, and Jean is J-E-A-N, lauragenesmith.com, and I'm going to be having updates on there and all sorts of good stuff, and I'm getting a brand, everything sort of revamped and revitalized. In the meantime, CarmenHara.com is Carmen's. We're going to come back, and we're going to take your phone calls at 866-LIME-114. This is Above and Beyond with Laura Smith. I am so happy to be with all of you today as we continue on Lime. Healthy Living with a Twist on Sirius 114. Don't go away.